Christian Fellowship Ministry. We're living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carson Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah this morning, Father. Hallelujah this morning, Son. Hallelujah this morning, Holy Spirit. Welcome into this place, O God. Come into our hearts and our minds, Lord Jesus. Father, we need you this morning, O God. We need you, O God, to keep us and to continue to cover us, O Lord. We need you every day and every hour in our lives, O God. We are praying this morning, O Father, for a touch from you, O Lord. We are praying this morning, O God, for this world, O God, and mankind in it, O Lord. We are praying this morning, O God, that heavy hearts be lifted, Father. We are praying this morning, O God, that minds be set right and stayed on you, God. We are praying this morning, O God, for loved ones who've been lost, O Lord. We are praying this morning, O God. We are praying, Lord. And we say hallelujah to you, Father, the highest praise that we can give. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah this morning, Father. Hallelujah this morning, Son. Hallelujah this morning, Holy Spirit. God, we give you glory this morning now, honor and praise. And we worship you, Lord. We worship you in spirit, God, and we worship you in truth. Amen, amen, and amen this morning, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning this morning. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship this morning. Good morning. Oh, we just bless the Lord, all our souls and all that is within us. We bless his holy, his matchless name this morning. We're giving God some glory this morning just because of who God is. Amen. And this morning, God is saying, even in adversity, follow the plan. Even in adversity. Follow the plan. Even when it seems like things aren't going to go the way we're expecting them to or the way we want them to, God says, follow through with the plan. Don't turn around. Don't mess up. Just say, press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Continue to hold fast to God's unchanging hand. Even in the midst of this pandemic, God says, follow the plan that I have for you. When you're faced with things that are coming against you, God says, follow the plan this morning. When God gives you a plan, follow the plan. When God gives you a plan, follow the plan. When he has you to sit down, he says, write the vision and make it plain. And when you write out that vision, you stick to that plan as God begins to develop that plan and to change some things. Let him do the changing. Let him do the developing. Amen. Thank you, God. When God gives you a plan, follow the plan. Even in adversity, even when it seems like the plan is failing, he's going to cause you to do some things. Amen. That'll cause you to maybe go this way just a little bit or that way just a little bit. And then he's going to get it right back on track for you. So even in adversity, follow the plan. Don't second guess God this morning. Give in to his counsel. Amen. Give an ear to God. When you pray and you ask God to lead you and guide you and show you, you're going to have to be willing enough to trust him, you see. You're going to have to be willing to remember that the last time he set you up for greatness, he brought you through that thing. The last time he set you up for greatness, he made it possible, you see, for things to go through just the way he had already set it up to do so. Do what you need to do, but keep moving in the direction of God. Do whatever it is you need to do, but keep moving in the direction of God and moving in the direction that God has given you to go. Amen. We're going back to 1 Samuel this morning in that 17th chapter. I promised you a couple of weeks ago we were going to come back and talk about David just a little bit more, because there's so much in David's life. And just even in that portion, we talked about how David took down Goliath, amen, and how God told us at that time, when the odds are weighted against you, God will come through. He's going to still come through, amen. So he's telling us this morning that even in adversity, he needs us to follow the plan. 1 Samuel 17th chapter in the 16th verse says this: for 40 days, the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. We're talking about Goliath right there. We know that for 40 days, Goliath stuck to his plan. He kept coming back, antagonizing the army of Israel. Amen. He came back 40, it says, for 40 days, every day. He came back with the same story, with the same antagonizing tactics and strategies. He came back selling the wolf tickets. He came back with the threats. And remember, when he walked on the scene with his 9-foot-9-inch self, that was already antagonizing. That was already something that got their attention. And it does say, the word tells us that the people in the army of Israel, they were afraid. Goliath stuck with his plan through the end, all the way to the end. Send me somebody who's going to take me out. I dare you. So now, while Goliath was following through with his plan, the problem with his plan, though, was that he was solely dependent on himself. Even in adversity, follow the plan that God has set for you. You see, Goliath stuck to his plan. He kept coming back. He kept antagonizing the Israelite army. He wasn't dependent even on the Philistine army. He wasn't dependent on them. They were, in fact, were dependent on him. The army of the Philistines, they were dependent on the fact that Goliath was going to run these people, that he was going to have them so intimidated, he was going to have them so scared, that they were just going to overrun the Israelites. Amen. But even in adversity, you follow the plan that God has set for you. Guess what happened when their dependency failed? When David took Goliath out, they abandoned the plan. I dare to say that they may not have even knew what the plan was, because the only thing they could do was follow Goliath at that time. But whatever their plan was, they abandoned it immediately. I'm telling you, when things fail, when things fall, don't you abandon the plan that God has set for you. You might have to do what my pastor always says is reset. Why didn't it work? Maybe they didn't have a plan, but they abandoned it. They took running off to the hills, and the fear that the Israel army had felt for 40 days from this giant of a man, That fear was transferred into their enemy. God said, I'll make your enemy a footstool. Amen. That fear was transferred straight out of them. Oh, my God. And when David took Goliath down, that strength that they saw in Goliath, their enemy, that magnitude of height, that thing transferred into the Israel army. And they ran, the Philistine army, into the hills. They ran. And they took them down and slew them. And after they slew them, took all of their goods. Come on, God. Let me tell you that Goliath never thought his plan was going to go wrong. But eventually, I don't care how big of a Goliath you are. I don't care how big your enemy is. Understand that eventually, that thing is going to run into a brick wall by the name of David. David, on the other hand, he followed through with his plan, and we're going to get into that. David followed through with his plan. You see, David was solely dependent on something greater than him. He wasn't dependent on himself. He wasn't dependent on his father, Jesse. He wasn't dependent on his older brother, Eliab. He was dependent on a power higher than himself. David was dependent on God. Even when he took his story to the king, he made sure, oh my gosh, that they understood. I didn't fear. I stuck to my plan. Let's look at this for just a moment. David stuck to his duties and responsibilities while he followed the plan. The plan for his life at that time, see, the plan God had for him at that time was to shepherd. So he shepherded at the best of his ability. And that's what's wrong with some of our plans. God will set us on a path wherever he has us at. We have to be like, oh my God, Paul. He said, I was abased. I was content. We have to be contented at the place God has us. See, David was contented as a shepherd. But then God began to pique his curiosity by putting him in some situations where he had to go and see what was going on. But before God even took him to that field where the army was, we have to understand that God had already made him a warrior of his craft. God had already made him a warrior with his slingshot when he took out the bear and he took out the lion. Let's look at 1 Samuel 17 and 20. You see, even though the plan for his life at that time was to shepherd, God had an ultimate plan. It says, early in the morning, David left the flock in care of a shepherd, loaded up and set out as Jesse, his father, had directed him. David ensured, you see, that his father's sheep business was taken care of, yet he followed his father's instructions. It says, early in the morning, I want you to look at this portion. David left the flock in care of a shepherd. You see his plan? Because his plan was to be a shepherd. His plan was to make sure that his shepherdly duties were taken care of. Even though he had something else that was given to him to do, he was still responsible for that flock. So it says he left the flock in care of another shepherd. He didn't just walk off and say, okay, and then come back and the sheep are everywhere. And then his father's asking him what happened. And he said, well, you told me to go do this. Stop making excuses, or you told me to go do that. Make sure you take care of your main goal. Make sure you take care of what you've been appointed to do. Amen. Let's look at 1 Samuel 17 and 22. We're going to teach this morning. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines, and asked his brothers how they were. And we're reading from the NIV version this morning. It says, David left his things with the keeper of supplies. I want you to pay attention to that now. There David go is making sure he's taking care of business. That's what I want y'all to know about David from the beginning. He took care of business when he went after the lion and the bear to retrieve his sheep that was stolen or taken. He took care of his sheep. Come on, God. When he was given another assignment, he didn't abandon the first assignment. He left somebody in care. And I can guarantee you, I'm pretty sure because of David's character, he made sure that was somebody that was going to make sure his stuff was taken care of while he was gone. But even when he got down to the camp where the armies were, It says David left his things with the keeper of supplies. He didn't just drop them because he saw his family and ran to meet them. He didn't drop his duties. Come on. He made sure he took care of business. Let's go to 1 Samuel 17. And let's look at the 29th verse. This comes up once David sees his family, and then he begins to walk through the camp, and we talked about that, and he's talking to the soldiers, and he's talking to the people of the army, and he's wanting to know what's going on, and all of a sudden, his brother turns on him, asking him, why have you come here? Not how are you? Not what's going on? Is everything at home? Why are you here? Whom did you leave the sheep with? You see, Eliab had no faith in David's appointment, but David knew his appointment. So David looked at him and said, now what have I done? Can you imagine that he must have been dealing with this from his brother before now? He says, now what have I done? In other words, here you go again. Without David saying it like that, you can understand that his brother must have been on his back all the time. What have I done now? Can't I even speak? You see, you can tell from the demeanor or the character of the conversation that David was like, okay, that's enough. Can't I even speak? Guess what David did? Gave it in that adversity because his brother was being adverse at that time. David still followed the plan. He turned away, the 30th verse says, to someone else because he was trying to find out what's going on. He was led by God to find out what was going on. He turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter. So he didn't allow that distraction. You see, sometimes our adversity comes in distractions. He didn't allow the distraction of his brother to take him off the course that God had him on. So even in adversity, people follow the plan. He turned away to someone else, brought up the same matter, and the men answered him as before. That was the 29th and 30th verses. So David goes on, and eventually we know we've talked about how his conversation reached Saul, the king, and David was called, and we already know how he went out as a warrior, and he took down Goliath. But understand that in the midst of all of this, Eliab could have distracted David from what he was thinking in his heart. Don't let anybody mess up the plan that God has placed in your heart. David said his piece and he moved on. Wow. David had his act together. We've got to make sure that we are prepared before we begin to execute the plan. God gives us the plan. We have to execute the plan. We have to stick with the plan. We have to make sure that we follow the plan. Even in this pandemic, follow the plan. Faced with adversity, follow the plan. Stick to the plan. When God gives you a plan, I remind you again, follow the plan. So let's go to 1 Samuel. Thank you, God. We're going to go down to the 37th verse. Amen. And it says, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. Even in adversity, follow the plan. Thank you, God. As David went out to meet this giant, we're going to look at the 50th and the 51st verses because we looked at this last week. We know how he took him down by hitting him in the middle of his head with that stone. But the 50th and 51st verses say, so David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. Come on now. Most people looking on saw adversity for David because of the fact that, first of all, you don't even have a sword. Little boy, where you going with the slingshot in the stone? But David triumphed over him because he followed the plan. David ran and stood over him after he knocked him out, took hold of the Philistine sword and drew it from the sheath. After he killed him, it says after he killed him, he was already dead when David got to him. It says he cut off his head with the sword. My God. Even in adversity, follow the plan. Some of us want to have mercy on the devil. David didn't have mercy on the devil. God doesn't have mercy on the devil. Amen. And I know y'all saying, where are you going with that? In adversity, whatever is being used against you, follow the plan. David understood God to the core. You see, I can imagine the Israelite army looking on. Remember, they're on one side. Come on. And you've got the Philistine army on the other side. And they see this thing happening. And maybe they thought Goliath had just stumbled because of the stone. But David had to walk out and finish. He had to follow the plan. He had to walk out with all his fear gone because his faith and his strength was in God. He had to let Saul see. See, I already told Saul, when he went to Saul, he went with a good resume. I already took out the bear and the lion that tried to steal my flock. He had a good resume. He had his points on cue. But he had to begin to build that resume even the more. So you got to follow every step of the plan. So David had to follow God, walk out to where Goliath was, stand over your giant. I'm telling you, stand over your giant this morning. Stand over that sickness this morning. Stand over that disrespectful child this morning. Stand over that, oh my God, that disruptive thing in your household. Stand over your giant this morning. Don't just knock it down. Stand over it. Come on, God. You got to stand in authority. Pigs in your parlor, you got to pray, God, and get them out. Stand over that thing in your family that's trying to tear it up from one end to the other. Even in adversity, follow the plan. In this pandemic, people are locked in with each other. People are spending more time with their family than they've ever wanted to spend with them. I remember Mama saying one time, a long time ago, you really don't know people till you live with them. Well, some of us have been so separated from our families, even in going on our jobs. Not that we don't live with them, not that we don't abide with them, but we've been separated to a place where we may pass each other by, we may exist, coexist, but are we really a part of our family? Are we bonding with our family? Do we know the people we live with? Thank you, Lord. I watch a lot of Dateline and 48 Hours. I don't know why I watch it, but I do. But when I'm watching those stories and I see these horrible things that take place or happen in these families, and you find out 40 years ago, your husband murdered this person, your husband did this, your husband, your wife did that 40 years ago. Do you know who you live with? Let me tell you, even in adversity, follow God's plan. Let's make sure we're clear on that. We follow the plan. We follow in God's plan. And I guess I share that to say this. You ought to know God. When you know God, he will help you to stand over that enemy. He won't allow the enemy to even approach your camp. Come on. David had to follow through with that plan. He had to keep going. Because had he stopped, Saul would not have seen just how victorious God was. David didn't take any credit for it, but David began to be elevated. But let me tell you about that. Follow the plan even in adversity. Because do you know, after all of that, the fact that David had saved, because of his actions, saved the war that day. He had won the battle that day. He had given courage to the men in war to go after their enemy and not to fear the enemy. He had taken out that one thing. Sometimes it's just one thing in our battle that we don't think we can conquer. It might be one person.
It might be one issue we have on the inside of us. We got to stand over that thing. And we've got to allow God to conquer it. Even in adversity, follow the plan. Oh my gosh. You know, we raise our children with a plan in mind for them to follow. Do they always follow it? To a point. But then they begin to develop their own thing, you see? When God had Saul appointed as king, God had a plan for Saul. Saul didn't want to follow it because, let me tell you something, just like we as parents, sometimes we begin to see our children and their character, we begin to see them going this way and not that way, then we have to try to switch up on that plan a little bit. Maybe pull the other child this way. Push the other child, one child, that way. God had to do the same thing with Saul. And he began to develop these, oh my God, these things in David. I told you, David, follow your plan. Because when he followed the plan as a shepherd, when he showed God that he was strategic and making sure that what God told him to do was done, that shepherding was his top field, God began to take that thing and send him on the rise to be king. But even in your victory, let me warn you that there is some adversity that is trying to brew in the air. Y'all better hear this morning. Even as God allowed David that victory on that day, David wasn't doing that for himself. David was doing that for his people. David was doing that because God was using him to save the people. Even in the midst of that, do you know that the enemy creeped into the heart of Saul? Even at that moment that the people began to sing that Saul has slain thousands, but David has slain 10,000s. Now, I didn't always understand that until I got into this thing. You see, Saul has slain, his army has slain thousands. But oh, when David came against the Philistines, and David, his one hand didn't do it, but because of his actions, you see, you can lead thousands and ten thousands to victory through your one action if you follow God, even in adversity. Follow the plan. Saul began to seek after David for his very life. My God, my God. Let's look at this for just a moment. I want you to remember this, Colossians 3, 22 through 23. Word of God says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. Even as Saul sought after his life, I tell you, David knew that Saul couldn't take his livelihood. David knew, because God had allowed him to stand over his enemy. When God shows you that he has given you power to stand over your enemy, don't you forget that when your enemy comes in a different form. Because Saul became David's enemy. He sought after his life. And God gave David opportunity to take him out. However, God also touched his heart with mercy. I wonder why the word says that David is a man after God's what? Own heart. As we reflect this morning, and we're almost done, we needed to bring that back. We needed to come back to that. Even in adversity, follow the plan. Even if you are fearful about going on your job right now, follow the plan that God has for you. Thank you, Lord. Many have lost family, and I continue to remind us, not just to COVID, but to cancers, to heart failure, to shootings and killings. We continue to trust God. Even in adversity, follow the plan. And the plan, I have to tell you, is God's plan. When God gives you a plan, stick to it. No matter what, you stick to the plan that God has provided for you. God has set you up for success. It's up to you and those that you bring into your camp. It's up to you and those, oh my God. Y'all saw what David did when his brother tried to distract him? His brother was an adversity. His brother was an enemy. What are you doing here? And then he attacked his character. That's how the enemy will get you distracted, by trying to attack your character. So when the enemy puts stuff out there about you, don't you worry about that. You follow the plan, because that's just adversity. That's just something coming against you. That's just something trying to stop you before you can get to what God asked you to do. Do you know if David had paid attention to Eliab that day, Goliath would have probably still been running around another 40 days. If David had gotten mad and said, oh man, please, I don't need this. Let me just go back to my sheep. If David had given in to every little thing that got on his nerves that day, Goliath could have gone another 40 days harassing those people, causing that army to be fearful. Don't you let God's plan fail because you fail. Because you're not putting forth the effort that God has put in you to do. Don't you do it. God will not fail. But what happens is we fail. We don't follow the plan that he has for us. He already told us, y'all, already, Jeremiah 29:11. He already knows the plan. He knew the plan he had for David from the time he was shepherding the youngest of eight. From the time he was going through the changes with his family, God already knew the plan he had for him. From the time, thank you, Lord, that his father said, boy, go take your brother something to eat. That's okay, daddy. I'll be the messenger. Some of us, well, I got to take him something. Come on. Then you miss out on the real plan that God has for you. You miss out on being in that appointed place at that appointed time. David did not leave home with the idea that he was going to sling this giant, because he didn't know anything about him. But when he began to inquire, oh my God, that's why I'm admonishing you this morning. Follow the plan that God has for you. Psalms 46:11 says this, and we're done. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Jacob, thank you, Lord. Ancestor of David. David, great king of Israel. He descended from Jacob's son Judah. David, strong and mighty. A man after God's own heart. Don't you want to be a man, a woman, after God's own heart? Follow God this morning. And even in adversity, and you don't think it's going to work, the money comes up short, you follow the plan. He's going to make a way. He's going to provide a way. Those businesses that haven't erupted from you yet, and you know God got a plan for you, go ahead and release it to the atmosphere. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Let it go. That book that you're supposed to write, go ahead and release it. Don't be afraid. Let it go. Come on, God. That person you're supposed to encourage, go ahead. Don't be afraid. Let it go. You mess around and encourage. Oh my God, the king, and the king sends you out and you become the king. You become great. And even when God begins to develop you and raise you up, we raise up our children and we send them out. We raise you up and we send you out. And when we send them out, parents, we've got to release them and let them go, because we've got to allow God to develop them the same way he's developed us. So even in adversity, follow the plan. You stick to it. You continue to hound them. You continue to push them. You continue to let them know who God is, because he said, if you train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. When you teach them values and morals, and you teach them the ways of the Lord. God says to sit down with his word on your tongue and talk to your children about his ways. When you do this thing, you see, a lot of our children aren't hearing anything about God's ways, about what's right and what's wrong. And nobody has to teach us. Nobody has to teach anybody about what's wrong and what's right. Because let me tell you, the word declares that we are born in sin. We already know sin when we see sin. We know wrong and we feel it in our gut as children. Even when we slap something off our mother's table, we know in our spirit that it's wrong. Nobody has to teach us what's wrong and what's right. But what has to be taught is how to fear God, to a place that we draw nigh to what's right and we hold fast to his unchanging hand. So children, parents, loved ones, even in adversity, follow the plan. Pray God, keep God, trust God. Amen. Come on, give him a praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. Even in adversity, follow the plan that God has given you. Amen. As we reflect, we say, even in adversity, we want you to follow the plan, because God's going to come through. He's coming through. He's going to make it all right. He's going to keep us. He's going to strengthen us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. To my family, my loved ones, I love you. God bless you. To my church family, who buried a loved one on yesterday, which is my family, we bless God for you. We encourage you. Amen. Amen. People are closing their eyes in this world for the last time. Day after day after day, y'all. It used to be we wouldn't see somebody gone that we knew for months at a time, but it's happening daily. Daily. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, we offer God to you right now. We offer you salvation right now. We offer you the opportunity that if you leave from this world today, that you will wake up in glory one day. Amen. That you will wake up one day to Christ calling you up to meet him. And if you would pray this prayer with us this morning. Father, I ask your forgiveness for my sins now. I ask, Lord, that you would change me and change my heart, change my life. And I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the true and living God. And I believe in my heart, I confess with my mouth, that you, God, raised your Son Christ from the dead that I might be saved. Amen. Amen. I am saved. I am saved. And I am the anointed of God. Amen. Come on, give him a praise. Amen. Again, we thank you. We thank you for being with us this morning. God bless you. To all of our listeners, those who tune in, we just bless the Lord for you. We ask you to share the word. Amen. Share the word with somebody. Don't keep it all to yourself. Amen. Amen. This morning, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, we ask that you go to RhemaCFChurch.com. And that you would give, leave an offering, amen, so that we would be able to do what it is we do, amen, continuing to live in excellence and walk in expectation, but that we may teach those, and we may help those who are in need, amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory this morning for the things that he has done. And don't forget, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of the Most High God. Now, Father, we thank you for this day, this moment, this hour. As we, O God, finish up with this broadcast, O Lord, with this word that you have given us, O God, as we leave your people, but never from your presence, oh God. We ask you to keep us, oh God, sustain us. Every person who is tuning in, sustain their household and any giants, any enemies, anything that's being adverse in their lives, God. We ask you right now, Father, to give them, oh God, a plan that they might follow through. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. We'll see you next week. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.